Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is a text. I never thought I'd wish to have Dan Moore playing tackle for us, but then I watched Broderick Jones. I would invite everybody who's listening right now to go on Twitter and type in Dan Moore into your search bar. Doesn't seem like Titans fans were all that impressed with their $82 million left tackle.
Just as bad.
Yeah. Which sort of underscores the problem with the Steelers here. You've got Aaron Rodgers, who played a really good football game on Sunday. He can still clearly sling it at an elite level, and as we talked about all offseason, his brain is a massive weapon that nobody else in the NFL possesses. Like, you've got a good quarterback right now, and you're finding out on the fly if a guy you drafted 3 years ago could be the blindside protector? Why? So that you could play Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle the last couple of years. Why?
No idea.
That's one of the problems that the Steelers have had during this non-losing season streak is sometimes, it's one of my favorite phrases, they don't see the forest through the trees. You needed to find out about Broderick Jones before year three. You needed to. And now here you are, and he almost got your 41-year-old quarterback killed.
Yes.
In week one. They played Dan Moore Jr. last year at left tackle, even when Feltonu was coming back healthy, because they thought he was the best player at that position. Okay, but you need to learn whether or not a guy that you traded up for in the first round could get the job done or not. And you knew Dan Moore Jr. wasn't part of the future here.
Right, you knew you weren't going to pay him.
Right.
So that just never made sense to me.
Me neither. And we were critical of them at the time. And that's why I don't think it's cut and dry. Oh, you just bench Broderick Jones, because guess what happens if you do? He ain't ever going to be your starting left tackle. And then when you hit free agency at the end of the year, not great to mediocre tackles, they get $82 million.
Yeah.
So if someone would want to call up and say, no, you got to see what happens with Broderick Jones, I would understand that argument, because you don't want to then pour more resources into one of the more important positions in the NFL because you've punted on Broderick 2 years, 3 years now into his rookie deal. I get it. But I would bench him. Not now. I'd give him until the bye. You say give him a couple more weeks, but if you don't figure it out, you got to pull a trigger.
I mean, I'd look for who could possibly we trade for too. I mean, you have some money still.
Yes, you do.
Over. Like I'd be scouring the other teams in the NFL to see, like, all right, like which team, like who's the Dolphins tackle?
Right, who sucks?
Who's terrible that wants to get rid of guys, offload guys?
Because the Dolphins, I don't know if you saw this, they were officially eliminated mathematically from playoff contention. How poorly they played.
Basically.
The Colts. They got bludgeoned by the Colts.
The Colts. Crushed.
Daniel Jones.
Indiana Dorn. Jones are calling him. Indiana.
Doran, I can't tell you how much I effing love that.
It's one of the best nicknames, I think.
I hope they make the playoffs.
Indiana Jones.
I hope they make the playoffs and Indiana Jones plays great all season long and they don't draft a quarterback. 412-928-9370. So you and I say if Broderick Jones keeps struggling, yes, you bench him. Because it looks like you've got a quarterback who can still play the game at an elite level. You do not want to ruin him because your left tackle stinks out loud. I also think they actually would consider doing it. And the reason I feel that way is he was going to be their swing tackle last year.
Mm-hmm.
If Troy Feltonu was healthy, he was going to play right tackle. Broderick had, what, 3 penalties in that Denver game. And if Feltonu didn't get hurt, I think that was going to be the last we saw of Broderick Jones.
Yes.
It was going to be Dan Moore at left. It was going to be Faltanu at right. And Broderick was going to have to learn in the film room and get whatever backup practice reps you get. So if you were going to do it last year and now he's protecting the blind side of an immobile quarterback, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility to think that they might do it again if his play dictates that they do.
It's just crazy because they basically told us how much better they thought Dan Moore was than Broderick Jones, because Broderick Jones couldn't overtake that position at left tackle, right? So they're telling us, like, Dan Moore is that much better than Broderick Jones. And now we're in this position where Dan Moore is just as bad as Broderick Jones, but still that much better than probably Broderick Jones.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
So, like, what are we doing here? Like, why this offseason, why didn't you just get an insurance policy this offseason? Knowing that this could possibly be the case where he's moving to the left side of the line.
Bostic's been saying it for months. He was bad at right tackle, and now he's supposed to be the solution at left tackle. And I understand their thought process. Hey, he's a natural left tackle, but that also spits in the face of what they've done now for 2 years.
Right.
Like, you trade up to draft a guy to be your cornerstone left tackle. And the same franchise that played Kendrick Green from day one and gave a potential Hall of Fame center's number to, he gets to play, and Broderick Jones has to wait 2 years to start at his natural position? What the frig? So you're right, man. They aired this offseason not insulating themselves behind him, but they've been airing on this guy from day one.
Yep.
And playing Dan Moore Jr. in front of him. Dan Moore, a guy who never had pedigree, who did get better, but he never got good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to sit here like totally disrespecting Dan Moore. He was drafted in the middle rounds. He has been a mainstay in the NFL, and he's gotten paid. Good for him. Seriously. I do not mean that sarcastically. Good for him. But why are you playing that guy ahead of a first-round pick?
That you traded up for.
Makes
no sense.
Zero sense.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.